This episode is a vulnerable share for you. Over the last 3 months, 4 months, I have been out loud exploring whether or not I'm staying or leaving as an Access Consciousness facilitator. And there have been many moments in doing that where I've wondered if that's the right thing to do or the creative thing to do. And I'm not going to try to answer that, but I am going to tell you that that exploration has led me deeper into the world of Access Consciousness with an awareness of a reality and a world that I want to create, that I'm here to create, with a bunch of other crazy weirdos who are also here to create that thing. So, be prepared. There's some tears. I'm sure there's some things I say in the next little bit that aren't totally true, that maybe are me a little bit in the story, and then I pop back out. This is definitely me at my most raw, right in front of the microphone, just trying to get it out. But know this, I'm incredibly grateful for you, and that I'm very, very committed to myself, to the infinite me, to the possibilities that I'm aware of, and to leading forward as that. Not as a marketing expert or a business expert or a money expert, but as an infinite being, aware of infinite possibilities, creatively forging forward, actualizing a new world. And that's what I am for you. So enjoy this little personal share. Please ride with it. Bear with me as I get through it. We are going magnificent places, and I'm so grateful that you're here for the ride. There are so many different things I want to say to you. And I'm sitting here at my computer and I'm building out the next class offer, but my world is just swirling. And the first thing I want to ask of you is for your forgiveness. Now, this may not seem relevant to you, but in the last 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, where I've been starting to destructure my world and I've been tapping back into Access Consciousness and some of the calls that Dane is doing, I'm coming undone in a great way. And one of the biggest awarenesses I'm having is that somewhere in all of this mix where I put myself in a position to have to go after money, killed would imply finality. I let go of this ability, this energy, this me. Ugh, hopefully I can put any of this into words. I am getting, in a way that I never have before, that energy is everything. Like, there's the kingdom of me and the kingdom of we. And when I have been choosing to function from the kingdom of me, everything has gotten smaller and less and harder and taken more work. And for a long time now, for a year, I've been justifying that as just the work that's required. I've just gone into so many different presumptive, assumptive realities. And so that's what I'm asking for forgiveness for. If you're listening to this and you're still here for the ride, you're brave and tenacious, and I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I am not choosing that anymore. Simply put, I was listening today to Dane, and he sent out, I think, to probably all the facilitators, 3 different calls that he did that are talking about our classes not addressing the thing that our classes aren't growing. And man, all 3 calls, I'm just like in tears because I've been experiencing something similar. And for a while, to try to remedy it, I went the direction that is more predictable. Like, I went the marketing direction, and that seems to have been my trend over the years. It's like when things go sideways, go into more marketing, go into more doing, go into more figuring out. I'm never sorry for that direction because every single time I do that, this time it took a little bit longer, but every single time I do that, I get the awareness that that's not the direction I want to live in. It gets harder. And so, yeah, I don't even know what created the opening here, but there's been an opening. And so I've been letting in now energy again. I'm sorry for the tears. I'm just... maybe it's that I've been letting me in again. You and I, we have bodies, but we are energetic beings. And I really cut myself off from creating energetically. And in turn, cut you off. And so that's what I'm sorry for. I really can see more than I ever have before that in an effort to keep things controllable, I went into more structure. I really kind of structured myself out of existence. And I'm just not choosing that anymore. And so I'm going to choose to venture into the unknown, into the undefined, into the unexplored space of possibility. In my first 3 or 4 or 5 years with Access Consciousness, I took like 8 energetic synthesis of being classes, 5 SOPs, 3 maestro classes. Like, those are all the classes with Dane, where he shows you and then teaches you and then lets you lead the symphony of energy. And I have always been energetic, but I've never really been willing to claim it and own it and use it and be it in the way that I am today. And I guess I'm recording this and I don't even know if I'm getting this out anywhere, but to share that with you, I was making waffles this morning, like you do, and looking at the kingdom of me versus the kingdom of we, something that I've just heard said repeatedly. And it popped back in that what's really melting my world right now is, one, I'm ready, but two, that Dane, for example, as a leader, is showing me, us, what it is to contribute to the kingdom of we, like all of us, having something greater. And I've been doing a lot of exclusion, and I'm just giving it up. This is my confession. I'm giving it up. I'm giving up exclusion. I'm giving up finite. I'm giving up thinking. I'm giving up structure. I don't even know what that's going to mean for the business or anything. I just don't care anymore. The way I've been living in all the structure that I created is not a way to live. And I know that a lot of what contributed to where I'm at now is choosing things that add more structure. And we never make a mistake. This wasn't a mistake. This was a choice. And I can't even say for what reason exactly, but I do know that for most of my existence as a being, I've had to dive deep into the thing I thought was the answer or deep into other people's stuff to find out more about it and see if that's something I really want to choose or if that's a place I want to live. And let me tell you, I've discovered that that's not where I want to live. And that's not where I want to lead from either. I want to lead from that creative edge of energy where everything's undefined and we are getting greater all the time. And we are exploring as energetic beings because that's the point. I am going to stay unhappy until we are all happy. The point of getting us all together is to create a totally different reality, and that's an energetic reality that will physically actualize in all these different ways if we're willing to travel there energetically first. And the coolest thing about energy is that travel is the speed of space. And if we're willing to constantly engage as the speed of space and explore it and expand it and ask for more, we can have more. All of life can come to us with ease and joy and glory if we choose that as our reality. All of life. Just thank you. Thank you for being you. None of this is possible without your presence here and without your willingness to hang on for a bumpy ride and allow me the space to explore all of the possibilities, all of the impossibilities, and then come out the other side going, okay, we did that. Now let's go forward in the way that actually works, in the way that's energetic. And so I am leading forward from there to grow our classes, all of our classes, to use these tools to create more for all of us. How does it get better than that? What else is possible? And so, if you want to join me for this next class, I promise it will be undefined, unstructured, energetic, magical. We're going to use all the questions that Dane gave us in the email that he sent to all facilitators, but we're also going to use all energy. All energy, all possibility, all of... Man, I've got a keyboard here. Maybe the piano gets involved, but like all energy to destructure our worlds and allow the possibilities to show up again. Question and energy invite possibilities. Conclusions and structure destroy possibilities. Nothing can grow in a space of impossibility. All things can grow in the space of possibility. Join me.